Focus on flowers.
Perennials spend more time without flowers than with them, something we may lament but have to accept. Their foliage, however, contributes to the garden throughout the growing season. So, of course, does their form, but we gardeners tinker with that by cutting them back post-bloom to encourage new leaves and also to provide unobstructed views of other perennials that are just coming into bloom. The foliage of the bloomed-out perennials, however, is always part of the tapestry of our garden. Thus, when we're selecting plants, we should pay close attention to what the foliage can contribute to our beds. Plants with fine or lacy foliage play an important role as they provide softness and a light, airy contrast to plants with large leaves. While plants with substantial foliage can be used as anchoring plants and can stand alone as accents, plants with soft, light foliage can be used as foils and unifiers in a bed. Plants with lightweight needles, like the threadleaf coreopsis, usually look best in a group rather than as a single specimen. But as well as the texture of the foliage, color is also a factor. There are many new varieties of heucheras, for example, and the dark-colored, ruffled leaves of cultivars such as Crimson Curls provide huge impact. The blue-gray foliage of Batisia also looks cool, even in warm weather, and plants with chartreuse foliage make any garden bed shine. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on foliage contributions.